Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Some news today from Chris Haynes over at Yahoo Sports about Chandler Parsons. Chandler Parsons, according to Chris Haynes, has hired Morgan & Morgan after Chandler Parsons was struck by an individual who's been charged with DUI, according to Morgan & Morgan. Chandler Parsons suffered, quote, multiple severe and permanent injuries, including a traumatic brain injury, disc herniation, and torn labrum.
What?
His return to play is unclear. That's according to Morgan & Morgan. I'll read a little bit from this lawsuit. The at-fault driver created utter chaos on the roadway, needlessly endangering the lives of countless motorists. He now stands charged with DUI, admitted drinking, had alcohol in the car with him, passed out after causing a three-car crash at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday at a busy intersection, seriously injuring and potentially ending Mr. Parsons' career as a professional athlete. Chandler is having a difficult time accepting the consequences of the defendant's reckless conduct on the road.
Did you read it? And I apologize if I missed it. I'm scrolling through this. When did this happen?
It sounds like last Wednesday. Yeah, January 15th.
Okay.
January 15th.
And 2 a.m. or 2 p.m.?
2 p.m.
Wow.
2 o'clock p.m. The attorney goes on to say that Chandler was in peak physical condition at the time of the wreck. He's now working with a team of doctors to regain his health. And his ability to return to play is unclear. Now, I mean, this sounds like it's
awful.
The way that the attorneys put it. Now, again, of course, like they're filing a lawsuit, so it's in their interest also to make it sound a certain way. But, I mean, you know, they're saying that this is brain injuries. I mean, that's a different level there. You know,
potentially ending Mr. Parsons' career as a professional athlete. That's not something you ever want to read when it comes to something like this. I can't.
Awful.
Yes. In the middle of the day, a guy's asleep at the Weagles.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
You know what's really sad about this? And I'm not making light of it. He doesn't need the money. And so you sue this guy for presumably millions of dollars in all likelihood. And the guy's a millionaire. So it's like, you know, you don't even get. There's very little satisfaction in any of it for you because your life is
I thought you were going to make the point that the guy that hit you maybe can't even pay it.
So well, that happens a lot too.
Yeah,
but there still has to be recourse.
Yeah,
you know, there still has to be recourse.
Absolutely.
You know,
this is terrible.
You
have to get recourse from this guy and presumably take his livelihood.
My uncle, before I met him, that happened way before I ever met him or came into this world. But my uncle was killed by a drunk driver.
Oh, man.
You know? I mean, and
that's
it's just,
the worst.
I mean, it really is. Like, I mean, listen, everybody makes mistakes, and who among us, right? But, man, that's.
Now, here's the AP story that was released late last week, and it's obviously the attorney is the one we're now hearing from. It's a very simple Atlanta Hawks forward Chandler Parsons involved in a crash after practice sustained a concussion and whiplash. So, I mean, I'm not trying to buffer how bad this was, but clearly there's some positioning going on.
Well,
here.
I'm going to hope that it's closer to healthier.
I do too.
I'm just for him, and I realize there's some back and forth you want to do with this to try to get the outcome you want. But I'm just going to hope that it was just whiplash.
Absolutely. That's right.
Chandler at some point can get back to hooping or whatever. I'm not going to wish any. Obviously, that's
sure.
That's what you hope, right? For
the
body and everything else.
That he's okay, right?
Yeah,
that he can walk. You know, I mean, his NBA career is over. I mean, anyway, like, I mean, effectively,
cool.
It was over.
True.
You know, because he wasn't. I mean, it looks like this year he has played.
He's just watching. I've been watching the Hawks. He's just watching.
Exactly. So, you know, I think for him, it's just about, like, are you able to function as a human being on a daily basis, you know?
Said potential brain.
Brain trauma, injury. Yeah. Like, I mean, that sounds.
Hope he prays healthy.
Terrible. But anyway, that's the latest with Chandler Parsons there in Atlanta. Very scary situation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.